Foodies and Geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy Two Pints.
Hey, and together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Tommy Two Stars.
Matt.
It's on the podcast.
That's right.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well.
I feel like we haven't done this in a while.
It's been a long while, man.
I know, too long.
Almost forgot what to say.
Anything new with you?
No, not really.
It's been a busy couple weeks.
Yeah, crazy couple weeks.
And we had St. Patrick's Day party.
Oh, sure, blarmy.
That was fun.
That was so fun.
Got a little cray
up in the house. What crazy up at the end there?
Had some corned beef and cabbage.
Jeez.
Drinking a lot of Guinness.
Guinness.
And Irish car bombs.
The car bombs went off.
Our cauldron beer pong game.
The coin, whatever you want to call
it. Yeah, we got with those coins, the plastic coins, and we put it into the pot of golds. And I decided to fill Jameson into the pots.
That's dangerous by itself.
Yeah.
You could say it took forever to sink them in the cups and shit. Look how cauldrons.
So it was a little bit
mad if they were like, oh, here we go.
Get my lucky charms.
Oh, my lucky charms. They're magically blah.
Magically
blah. Just threw up red rainbows. Golden and stars and rainbows everywhere.
Too much.
There's too much going on.
So that was fun. And then we had great. Batman v Superman come out.
Then a dent to justice.
Yes. If you haven't checked out our review yet, check out our review that we posted.
Why do you say that name? Why did you say that name?
So they actually have a part where somebody said, where Superman says, where is she?
Yeah.
He's talking about his mom. Oh, and he's talking to Lex. He's like, where is she? I was like, oh my gosh.
Where is she?
It was perfect.
I thought one cool part when we didn't talk about our review thing was when he was gonna blast him with his heat vision.
Yeah, that was
and he's
sweet.
Like, ah, and he like closes his eyes, you can still see the red eyes through his eyelids. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's how intense it was. Red hot intensity.
Red hot intensity.
Blast your face off, but you got the movie.
Nobody can say that movie was not intense.
Oh yeah, it was some parts like, whoa.
Have you had any new or different kinds of foods or amazing foods since the last time we talked?
Nope.
Nothing really out there? Just your typical sushi and Snickers diet?
Sushi, Snickers, and donuts.
Yeah, me neither, really.
Chocolate coconut Samoa-esque cookies.
That sounds pretty good.
And Kiwi makes a good one. And I keep buying it.
I want to try those. We barbecued tonight at the house. The girls,
ooh,
I did, and I threw some bananas on the charcoal grill.
Oh yeah,
and that was pretty interesting. They were on there.
So I've had like fried bananas, but like grilled bananas.
Yeah, straight up in their casing and everything. They just threw those bad boys on there. They came out. They looked like a worm because they were all slimy and slithery, and it was actually pretty darn delicious. Yeah,
they probably cooked all the sugar, the natural sugars in it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So hey, guess what?
What?
Food goes food.
Yummy stuff and yum yums.
I figured this week, with St. Patrick's Day, just happened to call about last week, and I think it's a perfect time to talk about pubs, Tommy Two Stars.
Pubs, we're talking about old Irish pubs, do we?
Yes. That's my favorite kind of pub, is an Irish pub.
I agree.
But a lot of people, they're like, oh, you're just trying to call it a pub to be fancy, you just call it a bar or whatever.
Yeah.
To you, what is the difference between a pub and a bar, Tommy Two Stars?
The atmosphere.
The atmosphere,
so at a bar,
yes.
Or it's more like, you know, you go there to drink, hang out, but the pub, you have more of a, like, sort of Celtic feel to it.
Yes, yeah, like, definitely at, like, an Irish pub, you have more of a Celtic feel.
It also helps
like a British pub.
Some bartenders have thick Irish accents, so it helps.
That does help, too.
Especially at ours. The old Celtic Ray.
You know, bars and pubs are places where people like to meet and hang out, right?
Yeah.
They drink, they have fun. A lot of people think that both of the establishments are the same. They're not really, though. Bars are establishments that serve drinks for consumption on the premise. So you're coming in, you're drinking, and they want to make money, and they want to get you drunk. That's a lot of the sole purpose of a bar, right? A pub is generally a place for locals that they come to hang out, they eat, they socialize, and that's what a lot of it is overseas, like in Britain, Ireland, is they, or the United Kingdom is the easier way to say that, they go and it's a social gathering. They hang out. That's where they talk with people. You're not going to see TVs there. Yeah. After a long day of work, you go, and that's where you hang out and socialize with your friends.
Right. It's not a sports bar. You don't go there to watch, like, football or baseball or anything. You go there to have a good time.
So, that's why I personally prefer a pub-type environment rather than a bar or a club-type environment.
Maybe you can get a beer!
So, what makes a good pub for you? Like, if you had to, like, say a couple of good attributes of a good pub, what would those things be?
Well, I would say, like, good bartenders, not ones just like, here's your beer, and then they walk away. So people that interact with you, kind of have conversations with you.
Yes.
I think that really draws me in.
A personable bartender.
Yeah. Good food. Like, not just, like, you know, like, little cheap stuff they can throw in the microwave real quick. Actual, like, real good food. Deep fried fish.
Yeah, even if it's just fish and chips or deep fried stuff, or as long as it's fatty and greasy and salty, I think those are the best pub foods for sure.
Darn right it is.
You hit the nail on the head, too. Atmosphere. It can't be too dark. It can't be too dark, and it can't be too bright.
Yeah, I agree. Because I always thought it was funny when I went when I was younger and I went to bars. Like, why is it always so dark in this place? Yeah. Now when I've gone to bars and they turn like all the lights, I was like, oh my gosh, why did they do that?
Yeah.
I can see all my everybody here in my shame.
Oh my gosh.
What have I done?
I like the pubs that have a nice, big, long bar, but then they also have spots that are comfortable to sit.
Yeah.
I like ones where you can go find your own little corner and kind of where you and I could go have a nice romantic beer together and sit and feel like we're the only people there. But then you look out and there's 50 other people.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I like those pubs where the atmosphere is so perfect and they have so many seats and in good areas that you could feel like you're among a whole crowd or like you're alone. How much a variety of drinks and stuff do you need at a pub? Like, do you prefer the pubs that just have beer?
I think they should have at least beer. Obviously, like, imported European beers. You know, like, actual, like a Guinness or a Smittick, stuff like that. Stuff that you'll find in Ireland. And whiskey-based drinks. I think it's an Irish pub. It's got to have Irish whiskeys.
Yeah. Yeah, those are important.
Or at least Bailey's does have whiskey. But yes, definitely Bailey's.
I think not wait. That's why I love the Rays so much, is because they don't waste their tap space with things like domestic beers and stuff. A lot of good pubs are like that. They don't waste.
Yeah, they're trying to pander to people and they fill up all this poopy beer.
Do you feel like you need liquor other than like whiskeys or scotches or bourbons?
Sometimes I like a good rum and coke.
Yeah.
But usually I like, you know, my whiskey drinks. Maybe a vodka drink. Maybe a lager drink. Like
a cider drink. Songs that remind you of the good times.
And songs that remind me of the better times.
I'm getting knocked out! Okay, sorry. What's your favorite pub food? If you had to pick, like, your favorite food to eat at, like, a pub, what would it be? For me, it's the deep-fried, like, appetizers. So, like, fried pickles. A la Scotch eggs, deep fried like artichokes, deep fried like okra, onion rings, even like crazier
chips,
like
just chips in general, like chips and like gravy.
That's pretty awesome too. All that kind of appetizery type stuff I think is my favorite.
Yeah,
and then if you're going into the fish and chips,
you got to go fish and chips.
Yeah. So what would your favorite be then?
Oh, I love a Scotch egg, bro.
Scotch egg?
It's like a magical creation, a Scotch egg.
You ever just, like, hold two in your hand at the same time? Just eat two?
Hold them in my mouth.
How many round Scotch eggs have you been able to put in your mouth at one time?
I've never tried.
You just eat the wedges. You don't try to put the whole scotch egg in your mouth.
I've never, like, they've never given to me whole. They always.
You're like, hey, this time I want scotch egg whole. Just put it in my mouth.
Give me two orders, one plate, and don't cut them.
See, do the chubby bunny thing, but with scotch eggs. Scotch eggs are pretty magically delicious. What's the best pub food you've ever had? Like, is there a time you've been at a pub where you're like, this food is too good to be pub food? Like, what the hell is going on right now?
I don't know. I can't think of a specific time.
Ice House has a steak sandwich that rivals any steak sandwich I've probably ever had.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty darn good. And then there was a time in New Orleans where we were at a, they called it a pub, but it was kind of more of a jazz bar. It was neat because it had the pub feel.
So you gotta have that.
Yeah,
kind of jazz.
It had the pub feel, but it had the jazz type, and they had great food, and they had a Bloody Mary that they sent out, and then but with the Bloody Mary they gave you deep fried pickles with it. So whenever you ordered a Bloody Mary, you got the Bloody Mary. It had like bacon, okra, and a pickle in it, and then you got like five little deep fried pickles on the side.
Ooh, that sounds awesome. I love fried pickles.
And that was one time where I was like, holy cow, like, this is amazing.
The saints are marching in my mouth.
Put the saints in my mouth!
Oh, my mouth. Mother Teresa.
Put Mother Teresa in my mouth. Oh, God. Blasphemy!
Blasphemy. She's a good woman. Help the poor.
Is there a time you've ever had, like, awful pub food? Like, you just put it in your mouth and you're like, ugh, get it out of my mouth.
I don't think so. Maybe, probably. I don't know.
Probably you were too drunk to remember.
Well, this tastes fantastic. That's a coaster. Stop eating the coaster.
That's paper, sir.
Oh, that's your receipt. And now you're eating my tip. Get out.
You put the tip in your mouth?
Just the tip.
I bet you that server was not very happy with you for eating.
Very happy. Anyways,
what's your favorite pub ever? Like, is
my
there a
favorite pub is? It's just one of my favorites. I've grown up here, and it's the Celtic Ray.
The Celtic Ray is pretty great.
I'm biased because I grew up here, I guess.
I agree with you. There is an Irish pub in downtown Detroit that is pretty great also. It's called the Old Shillelagh.
Old Shillelagh.
That's pretty great. They have an upstairs as well. And now they have a rooftop open now too, which is pretty cool.
Sometimes the best pubs are like those little hole-in-the-wall pubs.
Sometimes they are. I wholeheartedly agree. That pub I went to in New Orleans was pretty amazing, too. And even, like, I think some of the breweries now, you could almost even call pubs.
They almost are, because, again, they're building that atmosphere, you know, with craft beers and, like, the special environments.
The little brew pubs, and they have the tasting rooms. J-Dubs in Sarasota, and it very much has a pub feel on the inside. Yeah. We will have to go sometime.
Yes, we will.
We will for sure. Pubs are great, man. I can't imagine my life without them. I've had lots of good memories in pubs and a lot of crazy, scary times too. A lot of bad, crazy memories also. But they're good places for you to go and socialize and have a good time. And even if you're not drinking, I think they're good places to go to too and hang out and just have some food and some grub and sit and talk with your friends.
Definitely.
All right, geek news!
Super geek news, get me another shot.
All right, not a whole lot of geek news this week, Tommy Two Stars. Couple of things that are kind of worth mentioning. Along with the Batman v Superman came out, we did kind of get some new trailers. The Ninja Turtles trailer was a little newer. They added some stuff to it, which was
Krang.
More Krang and stuff, which was pretty cool. But worth mentioning is we got a Lego Batman trailer. There's two Lego Batman trailers out now. They dropped two in a week. What did you think of those trailers?
They're pretty funny.
Very funny. If you're a fan of a Lego movie, make sure you check out these trailers. Because they're pretty hilarious, both of them are. They did a really good job with them. So they have the potential to maybe be the best Batman movies ever.
Maybe I'll always be recording.
So if you haven't checked out those trailers, make sure you go in there and check them out. Put them in your eyes because they're definitely worth viewing. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
Coming out soon. Last I heard, it's still planned for August, I believe. August. So with Batman and Superman coming out, a lot of people's big complaint is that it's pretty dark.
Yeah.
Pretty humorless.
Yeah.
And so the Suicide Squad trailer came out. The first one was pretty dark.
Yeah.
And then they had the second trailer come out, and it was lighter, funnier. But what they realized is, hey, all of our jokes in the movie, we just put in the trailer.
Oh.
And so they decided, and this went over so well, let's add more jokes to the movie. So they are making changes to the movie based in the tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
To go through and refilm certain shots and add more humor into the movie.
Well.
Do you think this is a great idea?
I think it's a good idea. Definitely, like, movies nowadays, if you don't have, like, humor to kind of balance that darkness to it, it's just going to be like, ugh.
Yeah, too much.
Too much.
It'll be like a delicious pretzel,
mm-hmm.
right? But you're halfway through it, and you realize that you don't have any beer.
Yeah.
It's just dry.
So
like,
dry.
So good, but your mouth is really dry. I think it's good, too. I think it's a good idea. I just hope that they don't take any important scenes out to put these funny scenes
to replace them with funny things. I agree.
And I hope they keep the feel of dark superhero movies.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be DC's niche, and I think they need to go with that.
Yeah.
Because Marvel is bright, colorful, funny,
fun,
adventurous. And that describes Marvel. DC is dark, gritty, scary at times, very deep at times. And I think that that's a good feel for them to keep. And just because some people didn't like it or some people got scared, I don't think they should completely change it. They just need to tweak it a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's a good point.
I'm so excited for the movie. I'm hoping we'll see how funny it is when it comes out. I thought that was kind of a neat little note to put in there. Ben Affleck has come out and said that he is working on a Batman project.
Oh, yeah.
His quote was talking about Jeff Johns, and he said that him and Jeff Johns are working on an outside project. He said, you know, him and I are working on something.
I remember hearing some rumor about that not that long
ago. I'm really excited about it. I love him, and he's the best. But he has signed on for he's got to be in the suit 3 times.
Oh.
So we already got once.
Maybe he'll get his chance to take one home.
Yeah, so I think a Ben Affleck written and directed Batman movie would be amazing. I think he would do a really good job with it.
Yeah.
Because he's a fan. So we'll see what happens with that. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. I thought that was pretty interesting. Another note to talk about is, did you see the Facebook social media posts of sad Ben Affleck videos?
I've heard about them, yeah. The sad Henry and sad Ben.
Yes. It made me sad for Ben because he looks like he's just going to bust out crying.
Yeah, he does. He's just always like...
and then at the end, he's like, I agree. Ben, if you're listening, our opinion is you have nothing to be sad about or be sorry about. You nailed Batman. You did not, anything you did not make that movie worse.
Yeah, Ben.
Yes. So, funny video, but also made me angry because people are being mean to Ben.
We're Ben.
I don't know that. I guess we don't need to feel bad for Ben.
He is a millionaire. He'll be fine.
Walking Dead season finale this week, Tommy Two Stars.
I'm so far behind.
People are freaking out about this. Yeah. I'm not going to give you too many spoilers. I think everybody knows that, who's a Walking Dead fan, whether they've seen the season or not, they know that they're going to be delivering Negan. If you don't know who Negan is, Negan is the big bad of pretty much the whole comics. He's a bigger bad than the governor. There's a lot of nasty, bad, horrible things.
Yeah.
And people are really excited about this. But the problem is they're really hyping up this last episode.
Yeah.
Andrew Lincoln has gone out, and who plays Rick Grimes, has gone out and said that he was literally shaking when they filmed it and felt sick to his stomach.
Yeah.
Josh McDermott, who plays Abraham, said that he threw his script across the room when he read the final scene.
Whoa.
Now, the girl who plays Maggie, which I can't remember her name, also, she was in Batman v Superman, if you saw that. She was Martha.
Where's Martha? Yeah.
Negan was Thomas.
They're darn right, yeah.
So Maggie
he's said, always gonna be the comedian to me.
For sure. Maggie also said that it also made her sick to her stomach. And she did not, after she read the script, and did not want to talk to anybody. And then Norman Reedus said that he saw the rough cut, it was Daryl, saw the rough cut of the final episode and did not talk to anybody for hours and felt sick. So it's gonna be pretty hardcore.
Sounds pretty intense, yeah.
Yeah. And so basically what they're saying is David Alper is the executive producer. He said that I'm so excited to see the horrified faces on all my coworkers when I walk in the office Monday morning, because people are going to be losing their minds. This weekend is going to melt the internet. So people are going to freak out. I have a theory.
Mm-hmm.
My theory is they kill three characters.
Maybe.
I think they're going to go all out there because they've never killed like multiples at one point.
Yeah, usually it's just like one week, maybe one the next couple weeks.
Yeah, and I don't want to spoil too much for you because I know you haven't watched this season, but they're going through right now and Rick's group has killed a lot of the Saviors.
Oh, wow.
And so I think that what's going to happen is the Saviors are going to want revenge. And so I think it's going to be nasty.
I'm not sure. Who are the Saviors?
The Saviors are Negan's group.
Oh, okay.
And they introduced him this season. So you need to get caught up.
I need your 2 stars.
Pretty exciting. If you're a Walking Dead fan, try to get caught up before this weekend. Because the season finale is, if not, it's going to be spoiled, I think. Yeah. If it's this big, it's going to be spoiled. So like,
on Facebook like a month.
I'm going to stay off of Facebook Sunday night because I only get it on iTunes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay off and I'm probably going to wake up early Monday morning and say get it on iTunes to watch it Monday morning before I go to work. I'm super excited. It should be pretty amazing. That's all the geek news that I got, Tommy Two Stars. There's a lot of other kind of random stuff, but nothing super worthy to talk about. Lots of crazy things going on. Daredevil, I watched that. You're in the middle of that right now. Pretty amazing, right?
So far, so awesome.
So I think we should have a episode where we review season 2 and kind of chat about it and all the good stuff, because it's pretty amazing. You can't protect the city, Matt! Can you think of any geek news that I missed, Tommy Two Stars?
Batman Soups.
I can't really think of any new casting or anything like that. So.
Big movies coming up. Everything that's been announced has been announced. We're going to talk about Spider-Man and...
Oh, that's soon. That's May, right?
May, just second, something like that.
It's gonna come by quicker than we can realize.
Boy.
We're gonna see that on a Thursday night, too, right?
Get to May.
We need to for sure. Oh, I'm excited. Gambit got moved back.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I heard that.
I don't think that's a big surprise.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us this week. Go check out your local pub that you're near.
Yeah.
Also see Batman v Superman if you haven't seen that yet. Hey, and don't forget, when you're doing these things, maybe tag us on Facebook, Deep Fried Geeks. Share us with a picture of us on Instagram. Deep Fried Geeks also, and even on Twitter at Deep Fried Geeks.
Yeah.
Make sure you check us out on all those spots. We would love for you to show us your favorite pub if you're in a different state, or even share your reactions to Batman v Superman, because it is controversial.
Oh, the controversy.
Yes. All right, everybody. Keep calm and geek on.
Bat finger.
Thank you, Bat.
Bat. Bat.